Hi, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Writers. Today, we're here with Dr. Carolyn Cobb, author of Wiggle, Superpowers You Never Knew You Had. Welcome, Carolyn. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to write this book?
Sure. I'm a clinical psychologist. I've only been licensed for a few years because I went back to school later in life. Before that, I've had a few different careers, and as I went along through life, I tend to have this system that I do, which I call Wiggle, which is kind of like when you're driving and a roadblock comes up, then you have to do something, right? You could either sit there or you could do something else, and that's how I kind of navigate through life is I just do whatever I need to do to get to where I'm going. And we have always called this my Wiggle method. And so I thought, hey, one day I'm going to write a book about that. And eventually I just decided to do it. Go ahead and wiggle through it.
And what are some of the tools that you teach people how to use in this book? Can you give us an example of what a wiggle reaction would be to a situation in life?
Sure. Well, Wiggle, I say superpowers you never knew you had because I consider that positive traits and strengths that people have to be superpowers. And so in the book, I teach people how to do things like remain calm, you know, don't be stressed out when something happens. To trust yourself, to trust your inner voice, to listen to your inner voice, to be creative and take action on the things that you want to do. You know, think about the various alternatives and, don't just take a choice because it's the one that's there. Analyze things and be smart about it and make good judgment and common sense. But there's seven steps in the book to the Wiggle process. And basically it's using positive psychology traits that we all have, but we just don't use them. And so it's teaching people to use them a little more often.
I love the way you phrased that as our strengths are our superpowers. That makes us all feel like superheroes because a lot of people feel very powerless in life because life just happens. So that's great. That sort of overcomes that. And can I ask you how you establish whose voice is whose? For example, if people have so many voices going on in their head, so much advice, you know, this person says do that, that person says do that. How do you know which one is yours at the end of the day?
I think the main thing you have to do is take time and stop thinking so much and do a little bit of meditation, a little bit of calming, and take the time to listen to yourself, to your inner voice. There is a lot of chatter. There's most of the time it's your own chatter in your own head. But I think that when we stop and we listen to our heart, then we know what is the right thing to do and we know which path to take.
So you're saying do something that's meditative, because for some people it could be walking in the woods, for some people it could be running, for some people it could be actual meditation, but whatever it takes to ground you.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I talk about some of those things in the book. Exercise, getting good sleep, yoga, eating right, all those things that are typical self-help book things, but it's just, you have to stop the chatter and you have to listen to yourself and you have to know what's right to do. In fact, if you have time for a little funny story, the book has a cover, this is the cover on the book, that is kind of cartoony, and it has this woman with this dog riding down the street because of the Wiggle method. And I got all kinds of advice from people not to publish this book with this cover. And they didn't like the name. It sounds like a sounds like some kind of kid's book. It looks like a kid's book. All these things that I shouldn't do. And I almost went that way. I almost did not do this book because of all these experts telling me that I shouldn't do it.
What did they want you to call it?
You know, they didn't say particularly what they wanted me to call it, but certainly not wiggle. So anyway, I thought about it. I thought really hard, and it was very hard to stop listening to all the experts and to the negativity and the negative talk. And I just went with it, and I did what I knew was the right thing for this book and for me. And it's been incredible. I did some promos, and the book had like 3,000 downloads on my free promos. I mean, I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it. It hit.
How did you do the free promos? Through which website or service? Or
gosh, now you're gonna ask me. I can't even remember the names of. I think Free Booksy was one of them.
Free Booksy, right?
Yeah. And I don't remember the other, but anyway, it was incredible. I couldn't believe that it had such a good response. And it's hit bestseller in some categories, and it hit number one, you know, new release and all those good things. And I don't think it would have if it was just a standard, regular, basic self-help book without this cover and this name.
I was very drawn to the title and the cover. So it's interesting that you say that. It really stands out. It's unusual. It's unique. And I think you did you made the right choice. So out of those 3,000 downloads, did you get any reviews that followed from that?
I got a few reviews, not enough. You know, that's one of the things I'm always looking for more of course, is reviews. I only have, like right now, I only have about 11 reviews total. So not a lot of reviews.
But a lot of readers, that's great.
Yeah.
So what was your experience with your chosen method of publishing?
I am totally new to publishing. I absolutely knew nothing. So I started, as I do, I tend to do, I started just reading about it and found some books that said, hey, you can go do this and just publish, you know, write a Kindle book and publish it. And so that's what I did. In fact, I didn't even print the book until a few weeks later because I wanted to make a few tweaks in the printed version. And it was kind of an afterthought to print. My whole idea was I would just make a Kindle book and put it up there, you know, to get this message and this book out, because it's one that I just always wanted to do.
And Carolyn is now going to read us an excerpt from the book. What are you going to read us, Carolyn?
Okay. Part of step five. This is step five in the wiggle process. And step five in our wiggle method is to use creativity to find new alternatives. For people who think they are not creative, it's really hard to be creative. As you push yourself to explore your creativity, you will be able to find new and inventive ways to accomplish your goals. There are many ways to become more creative. Take an art class, go to a craft store, or buy some kind of kit and make something. In a former career, I was a consultant in the call center industry, which allowed me to travel all over the US and many foreign countries. The best part for me was looking at different shops, museums, and art galleries. One day in Seattle, I fell in love with the most beautiful thing that I'd ever seen. Blown glass. I actually became tearful when I saw this piece, and I thought to myself, if I could only make something that like that, my life would be complete. I've never made anything with glass, and I had no clue what it took to become a glassblower. But my heart ached for it. So I started looking for opportunities to learn something about glass. I used my curiosity about things to learn as much as I could from the internet and from gallery owners. I found a class at an art gallery on the weekends. My first class was making glass beads. The second class was making paperweights. Finally, I found some guys in an art fair who said they needed people to help out in the studio. They later told me people ask all the time about learning to blow glass, but they never show up to actually work for free as an assistant. Well, I did. I would travel all week, then spend the weekend in the glass shop standing in front of 2,400 degree furnace all day on concrete floors. Not a glamorous endeavor. Every now and then, I would actually get to make something. My first piece, quote, piece, was a glob of clear glass with somewhat of a cup shape. It's awful, but I still have it. After years of doing this, taking classes and visiting glass shops and galleries all over the world, I finally learned enough to actually make some decent pieces. The moral of the story is that creativity is sometimes very hard work. It is not always glamorous or cute, but it does bring great satisfaction. Developing your creative side will allow you to come up with the ideas that will help you navigate through life. What would you like to do to be more creative? How can you start doing that activity in the near future? Even if you're unable to afford to take a class or buy art materials at this time, you can find ways to be more creative. Think about trying something new with cooking. You could try new spices or cook something you've never made before. Be creative with the presentation of your food. Try writing a poem or a song. With a little effort, you can be more creative than you are today. It also helps to have a burning desire or a passion for something. Yo-Yo Ma said, "Passion is one great force that unleashes creativity, because if you're passionate about something, then you're more willing to take risks." I personally dislike the hype about finding your passion. If it is your passion, it is not lost. It has no need to be found. The problem is that everyone wants to know and label their great passion. As I mentioned above, you will know your passion. You will not have to look for it or label it. So that's a little bit about creativity.
I love that. That's so freeing.
I have show and tell, by the way. This is not the blob, but this is a paperweight that I made a long time ago.
So for the listeners who can't see that, that's a clear glass globe with the spirals in it. It's extremely beautiful.
Thank you. And this is a vase
that I made. Goodness. So Carolyn, we'd love to include images of those in the article so that the listeners can see that, that those are really pretty pieces.
Sure, I can send you some.
That's great. So Carolyn's website is https://superpowers.life if you want to learn more. And thank you so much for being with us today. We wish you a lot of success with the book.
Thank you. Appreciate it.